Let's sit straight with head, neck, and back in a straight line. Your fingers are either locked on your lap, or palms are upside up or upside down on the knees. Both the feet are firmly planted on the floor, and you are in the middle of your seat, fully seated. The whole bottom part of your body is nicely resting on the seat. Shoulders are relaxed. We'll say Om three times. Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahanau Bhunaktu, Sahaviryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavadhitamastu Mavidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. समस्त जन कल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं. Please maintain your posture, head, neck and back in a straight line. Eyes are gently closed, no need to squeeze them. Shoulders are totally relaxed. Your fingers are crossed on your lap, or your palms are upside up, upside down on your knees. Feet are firmly planted on the floor. Try to manage this for next 20 years. 20 minutes. You thought we are done, huh? 20 years. No, not in this birth. We'll do it for 20 minutes. Okay. Mentally massage every body part, starting with the tip of the head, your forehead, your eyes, your cheeks, your chin. Any part of the body you feel tensed, relax it. Let your mind do it. Let's take 1 minute to do that exercise. Go through the left side of the body first, then the right side of the body, back, front. It's very critical to have a posture, a seat, and a fully relaxed body. Then only the mind will be doing what we are planning to do today. Whenever we are ready, I will start chanting Shri Ram, Shri Ram. You will chant with me. Slowly I will fade it until I will stop chanting. Let's start. Shri Ram. Chant it loudly. Shri Ram, 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 Shri Ram. Shri Ram, Shri Ram, So each mantra rising in the mind and disappearing again into the silence, and from that silence again we chant the next mantra which rose, and that one also disappeared. Each mantra when it was rising, I was totally acutely conscious of it. When thus I am conscious of the mantra, please understand that my mind was chanting and I was the observer. I was not chanting. The mind was chanting. When I identify with the mind, yes, I am chanting. But at this moment, when we were meditating on the mantra japa, we are creating a situation in our bosom. We let our mind chant and we are standing apart as a witness, supervising, observing, becoming extremely conscious of the mind continuously chanting the mantra. It does not have to be Sri Ram every time necessarily. It can be any elevating thought. You can say, "Oh merciful Lord, oh merciful Lord, oh merciful Lord, for all forgiving beloved, all forgiving," whatever comes to your mind. It can be anything that reminds you of the Supreme Being because of whom we exist. Naturally, a sense of surrender will come and the ego will naturally submerge. And the mind is chanting and I am witness of what the mind is doing. Fully understanding. I am the witness. That attitude, when we analyzed it, is me, the consciousness, watching the process of mantra in the mind. I am not the mind. I am not the mantra either. The mantra is a thought process. Actually, it's a procession that I have ordered in my mind, and I'm just the witness. How else do you know that I am not my mind? Is when I'm sad, I say I'm sad. When I'm happy, I say I'm happy. So I'm not the mind. We already established I'm not the body. Now we are going to believe that I am not the mind because that's the fact. How about the intellect? Am I the intellect? No, I am also a witness of the intellect also. Right now, I will ask you to add 2 plus 2 in your mind. Everyone did that and came up with number 4. 2 plus 2 is 4. and you are aware of it, that you were able to solve that problem that your intellect added to another two, came up with four, that whole thought process, you were witnessing it. So you are not the intellect either. And did you notice when the tone of the mantra became less and less into almost a whisper, and the mantra ended, I was till now the witness, but I am no more a witness because there is nothing to witness. As a witness, I was conscious of the mantra. The mantra thought was only describing the glory of the Lord, all forgiving, all merciful, Lord the creator of the universe. Whatever I was going through was my watching of what was my mind and intellect were doing. And so when the mantra is slowly removed from the mind, it is slowly dissolved into the mind, and then it disappears like a mist. I'm no more conscious of anything because there is nothing near me to be conscious of. I was conscious of the object, therefore I was a witness of the object. When the object is removed, at that stage, I am pure consciousness. So the moment I stop chanting loudly, Sri Ram, and it became a whisper, and suddenly there was nothing to witness, I also stopped being a witness. At that time, I was pure consciousness. This is what the Hindu Shastras have been all pointing out. With devotion, when you totally surrender, what remains is only He. In Vedanta, when the non-self is reduced through the mantra chanting, which is japa, pure consciousness remains. The chanting repeatedly and maintaining the thought of the Lord is called japa. When the japa ceases, what really remains is only the pure consciousness. It is this state that the Upanishad master screamed, that thou art, that thou art, tattvamasi. So in the meditation seat, we try to discover or recognize or we come to be state of pure consciousness. However much we try to push into it, at the moment, unfortunately, we cannot remain in that state afterwards. Once we get off of the seat of meditation, the mind gets pulled back into things and beings and objects, and the whole thing goes away. The moment the mantra or being in it, we start analyzing it. We are surprised that we feel peace and joy inside. So what happened when you felt that peace? Suddenly mind got busy again trying to analyze it. Oh, how peaceful it is. Oh, how happy I felt at that moment. So you try to define it, you try to observe it, you try to remember, or name it or label it, and all the time you are crystallizing again that ego that had totally dropped at that point. Suddenly you start, and then when you come out of the meditation state, you also try to remember and say, I wish I can be in that state longer. So don't do that. There, dissolve in it, enter into that state, just be. It is here that you must take up an attitude of let go. Let go the little ego and the individuality. Plunge into that silence, divine, resplendent, dynamic. Don't verbalize it. Once you reach there, there is nothing more to gain. But it is not possible. So the sadhak tries again and again and chant the name and then revise the verses described in either in the Vivek Chudamani. There are 10 verses that describe what the soul is. So memorize them and pick any of those verses, or just mano buddhi chitta ahankar naham. Mano buddhi ahankar chitta ni naham nacha shrotra jivve nacha grana netra. Pick any one of those and start thinking about that instead of analyzing that state, naming it, wishing it will last for longer, because all that is bringing the ego back into your existence. So just drop the ego, let it go, let it be, you be in that state. And so again, I'm going to say Sri Ram for 5-10 times, and then let's experience it today itself. Sri Ram. Feel free to chant it out with me, and then slowly we will fade it into silence, which is the pure consciousness. Shri Ram, Shri Ram, Shri Ram, Shri Ram, Shri Ram, Shri Ram, Shri Ram. Shri Ram, Shri Ram, Shri Ram, Shri At home, practice it. Same seat, same time of the day will help. Sit straight. Make sure your body parts are all relaxed. After a long practice, it will happen automatically. Body will just get relaxed in that seat at that moment. Mantra japa is a big help. Anything that helps us to get rid of our ego and the sense of surrender, sense of greatness of the Lord. And I am who I am because of the Lord's presence in me, whatever intellect I have, whatever achievements are there in my life. It's all the Lord's glory. It's no such thing as I. I have not contributed at all in my own progress. Anything, I have made more mess around me. So be grateful with that attitude. A little bit of mantra japa may help to reach that state of pure consciousness. Regular practice is very important. Let's end with a little bit of japa. Om Namah Shivaya. 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 Now you will open your eyes, but even when you open your eyes, try to be in that tranquil, peaceful mood, which is your state of being in your own consciousness. Just be and interact with the world with that same attitude. A lot of people are able to stay through peaceful throughout their whole life, all the things that happen around them. With practice, you can achieve it. Hari Om.